Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, schools in the area are starting. I believe Atlantic opens on this Wednesday and others around the area that same day or perhaps within a few days. And that just made me think about going back to school each year. You know, what are your memories? Well, mine go back quite a long ways, and I'm guessing some of you who are listening goes back quite a long ways also. And it's kind of interesting to think about all of the changes that have happened over the years since those days of mostly country schools to now, at least in Iowa, I don't think there are any country schools. And, of course, with changing times comes all of the changes in supplies and the dress code and teachers' ages and training and responsibilities and on. So for many of you who are listening, I'm guessing, thinking back, you know, what year did you start school? What were some of your first memories? I cannot remember what I had to take to school with me the first day I went to school, what kind of supplies that we needed to bring ourselves. I'm thinking that they were all there and provided, but maybe not. And one person I was reading about said she remembered that the big, fat, yellow pencils that you had to use when you started printing and writing, and also that lined, really thin, almost like newsprint paper that you wrote on, and Dick and Jane books and lots of different kinds of things. Well, because I was kind of reminiscing, I went back to find some memories written by folks. And the one I wanted to share, which brings up a lot of the changes that have happened, for better or worse, you know, most of them are good. Some of them are not so good. This was written by Dorothy Carlson Gervin from Iowa, and it's called Memories from Country School Days. And she says, I was started to school when I was four in the one room in Coat Hall Schoolhouse on the southwest corner of her section. She had to walk about a half a mile to school. Many stories, you know, people talk about their mile and a half, their 2 miles and all the rest. But she said, I had to walk a half a mile, but there were three hills to go up and down, and they seemed pretty large to me then, but not so big now. But one of the pluses of those hills was that in the wintertime, she could take her sled and coast right down the last one into the schoolyard. So being a one-room schoolhouse, of course, there were students of all ages. And just like many schools, there were some big boys that often caused problems. And of course, one of the problems or challenges was those boys didn't go to school full time because they had to be home helping do the farm work. And maybe they thought school was just sort of a fill-in kind of thing. Anyhow, she said, when she started, again, she was four, that those bigger boys just kind of did whatever they wanted to do. They had a very young school teacher just out of high school, and they would kind of leave school whenever they wanted to leave school. They threw the bell out the door. They colored on the oak stove in the center of the room. They made life miserable for the little kids. So she said, one day, one boy had thrown a dill pickle down my back. It could have been worse. But she decided she'd had enough and ran home and didn't go back because she was only four. She didn't have to start school then. So then they got a new teacher, a more experienced one and more capable of handling the big boys. But the new teacher also had the backing of the new director, who appeared in school the first day, promising that if they had any trouble, he'd come and personally give the guilty ones a thrashing. And that was allowed. And this had its effect, as the director was a man to be respected. Dorothy Carlson Gervin goes on, I enjoyed school and I learned fast, so that I took 2 grades in 1 year. But my parents didn't want me graduating from school too young, so I took it over. Of course, in a country school, a younger student could learn much from listening to the older classes recite. And if you wanted to leave the room, one raised finger for permission to get a drink from the earthenware water cooler in the back of the hall. And, of course, that was filled by the students carrying a bucket of water from the well. Later, when teachers drove cars, they'd bring it in cream cans rather than having the students carry it. Then back to the fingers, one raised two or three fingers to leave the room to go out to the outhouses behind the schoolhouse, one labeled boys, the other girls. So one could shorten a weary period between recesses by leaving the room, but you better not ask too many times because then the teacher would get suspicious. And no more than one person could be gone at a time. Remember those school desks? Yeah, they were the classic desks and old fold-up seats of different sizes, which were tried for fit at the beginning of the year. And other furnishings were the glass door bookcase, the dictionary shelf, the globe hanging by a pulley, or perhaps maps that pulled down from the wall. Blackboards covered the walls behind the teacher's desk. The lower window panes usually had the signs of the current season, such as tulips or pussy willows cut from construction paper during the Friday art period. These were the times we looked forward to very much, and before Christmas, gifts for parents would be worked on during this time. The 15 minutes at the beginning of the school period was opening exercises, and sometimes there was general singing, with pupils choosing songs from the Golden Book. Some of these songs dated back to the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. Sometimes the teacher would read a portion from a book, continuing it each day, or if Christmas were approaching, practice for the program that would be held. These programs were really great as each person had a piece to say or had a small part in a play. Everyone would be dressed in their best, and there was a very festive and anticipatory feeling in the air. After the program had been presented with stage hands pulling the stage curtains made of sheets on wires, came the time for distributing the presents under the tree. Sometimes Santa was even present with a vaguely familiar voice of a friend of the teacher's. And teacher had a nice gift for each pupil, and each pupil had a nice gift for the teacher. Names had been exchanged between pupils for giving of gifts to one another as well. Lunch was sometimes served, and if there was a kerosene stove in the back hall, coffee could be cooked, and sometimes there were cake walks. Now, what about favorite games? Favorite games at recess were Pum Pum Pull Away, Prisoner's Base, Andy Over, that's throwing the ball over the schoolhouse, Red Light, Hide and Go Seek, and in the winter, Fox and Geese. Boys sometimes played marbles and mumble de peg, and there was a swing or perhaps some other kind of equipment that had to be shared. On 8th grade graduation day, those who had passed the exams sent out from the county superintendent school gathered at the fairgrounds. And to prepare for this event, questions of past years were studied, and the whole 8th grade year was an intensive review year. Great was the relief when one received the news in the mail that one had passed, and grades and percentages were enclosed. At the graduation exercises, different awards were made, and probably there was a speaker. She says, I don't remember that. And during the school years, it was the county superintendent's duty to go around and visit each school and observe for needed improvements or comment on good teaching. Lots of memories of country school. And if you were not a country kid and you went to town school, well, you know, you had lots of walking to do too. And there was no bus picking you up because it was too cold or too hot. No parents taking you to school because it was raining or too cold or too hot, whatever. So then there were lunch buckets that were brought to school with things for lunch. And in my country school, there was a big furnace in the basement. And with when you open the door inside, there were some kind of the furnace formed some kind of shelves, and we could take a potato and lay on the shelf, and it would be a hot baked potato by noon. No backpacks. Probably if we took anything extra, it was going to be in a paper bag, but mostly lunch buckets. And of course, lunch buckets started out early as those that were available at home, maybe that the family had bought syrup or some molasses in. And of course, later years, there were all those fancy lunch buckets with the current cartoon characters on them. And as I mentioned, teachers, you know, changes in teachers' education, teachers' ages, and the kind of education that was expected to them. Do you remember passing notes? You weren't supposed to do that, but when you went to communicate, you passed a note to someone. Instead of texting, you just wrote it on a piece of paper and passed a note. Well, I'm sure this walk down memory lane has jogged lots of memories for you. Some bad ones, but hopefully a lot of good ones as you recall your school days as a student or as a teacher. So until next time, do you remember the song School Days, School Days, Good Old Golden Rule Days?